This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, every Football Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show, we'll give you three keys for the Packers D to get a win in that weekend's game. On Friday, it was me, Baby Tausch, and Bart Winkler to start off the show.
No wonder they lost.
Bart said, get one sack for Matthews or Perry. Actually, Bart said, just remind me that Nick Perry plays for this team before the fourth quarter of the game.
Now he's got a concussion, so don't know if he'll even play this week.
They did not do that. Neither Matthews or Perry had a sack because Clay Matthews was taken away from him again. Baby Tausch said two turnovers. They got one. The one thing that they did do of the three keys that we gave you on Friday, I said, shut down Jordan Reed early and build a big lead. I mean, they contained Jordan Reed the whole afternoon. What I saw is the only real weapon in the Redskins' passing game. They held him to four catches for 65 yards. And if you showed me that before a game started, that Jordan Reed had four catches for 65 yards, I'd probably think.
Though, when they were backed up on 3rd and 6, though, hit him in the middle.
That was a big one. His overall day, they contained him, which is all I said that they needed to do, but that
did
apparently, obviously,
coming?
Was not enough. I did not see Vernon Davis coming. No, that caught me off guard.
Yeah. How about Adrian Peterson?
Nope. I did not see the old-timers game breaking out. The nation's capital.
That's what happened.
Did not see that coming. I got to be honest. Let's get back to your calls at 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan with any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your Packers 24 hours after a 31-17 loss to the Redskins on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, KJ?
Hey, everything. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call, Big Show.
Sure.
Hey, you know, it's been it's abundantly clear to me that they have made Clay Matthews, they've anointed him the poster child for this particular rule, which is a very ambiguous rule. And it's gray. The gray area with the rule is set up that way for a reason. So they can, basically take that rule and they can manipulate the rule the way they choose. Everything right now for the NFL is set up for the offense. The defense right now is handcuffed, the way the rules are set up. The PI rule, the roughing the passer, all these rules are set up for the offense because they want to see more points. And I think, the fact that they're getting a guy like Carson Wentz back, you just got Andrew Luck back. It's unfortunate Garoppolo went down. But all these guys are putting points on the board. You got a guy like Pat Mahomes who's thrown 13 touchdowns with no interceptions, and he's, the league is trending that way. They're going towards the fantasy players and the guys that are into that. They're going to lose some fans with the way that they're interpreting these rules, but I think the fact that the spike in the fantasy players is going to make up for that. And I think they realize that. The league realizes that. And they don't care about, guys like Clay Matthews.
KJ, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. And I get that thinking that you protect the quarterbacks because the quarterbacks are the money makers. And I'm not just talking about what the quarterbacks themselves get paid. Quarterbacks, like chicks dig the long ball. Chicks dig big passing games in the NFL. So, obviously, the NFL is trying to protect their investment as far as quarterbacks in this league. But there is a tipping point where you've gone too far and you're protecting the quarterback so much that one of the other things that we love about this sport, whether you like it or not, the violence is being completely and totally removed from it to the point where they want guys to do things that are physically impossible. But going back to KJ's first point, Leroy, Sparky was asking at the start of the show, I know you don't listen when you're not here, he was asking at the start of the show, well, why does this keep happening to Clay Matthews? Mm-hmm. And a few people have said, what KJ just said there, which is that the NFL is making him the poster boy. They're making an example out of him. Do you think that's what's going on here, or has this just been bad luck for him 2 weeks in a row being on the receiving end of a bad call or a bad rule, I should say?
It was a terrible rule, but they admitted that they're making him the poster child last week when they said they're going to make his hit. We're going to show it to everybody. Send it to all the teams. This is what not to do. So they're going to be in position to watch him every single time. And me and Tom Silverstein got in another shouting match.
No, he's a very mild-mannered man. Are you one that gets him riled up?
Yes, yes.
So it's you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I know how to get on this skin.
He's a pretty laid-back dude.
By the letter of the law, shut up with that letter of the law foolishness. We talking about football. If you land on a guy, I say, okay, let's break this down to physics, something I did not pass.
That's what Rami used as his example in the first
round. Rami's a smart guy. I mean, that's not breaking news.
Thank you.
I'll remind you of that next time you disagree.
Which will be in 5 minutes.
Probably.
There's no way he can stop. So they're going to teach the guys to tackle the football. And that's just it. And they're going to use in the grasp as a leverage and seeking that help. So now the referees are going to be told, use your judgment. What do you think? I mean, because I think for the most part, it's just sad to see that each one of his plays would have been paramount to the game. And one of them should have won the game. But when they tell you they're going to use your tape, your hit, so they're watching you. They're just watching you. So just go in there. He should have just went in there, grabbed the football away, and, you know, they'll still give you a sack. But if you land on him, they're going to throw a flag, especially him. He has a bullseye on it. I say, hey, man, I told on Twitter, I said, I thought they got a bounty out on him or something. But they're going to say, no, because we haven't fined him. They didn't find him the first week. They could have. They didn't. And I don't know if he's going to get fined now, but they're going to use his hits next year.
But you think that there is something to it, that he, like you said, has a target on him now?
Yes, because they said they're going to use that. Remember they said that last week?
Mm-hmm.
They said it. And I don't know if they meant to say it, but they arrogantly said it. Oh, yeah, we're going to send this hit to everybody. I said, this is what you can't do. So he said he's not going to change. And I don't know how you can pull a torpedo back.
Leroy, I said what he did on that mm-hmm. sack was impressive. Mm-hmm. In the way that he restrained and pulled himself. If you watch it, as they're going to the ground, he pulls his hands back. Like somebody in the NBA who's going, it wasn't me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And as they hit the ground, Clay actually rolls his weight off of Alex Smith, or at least he tries to. And I said to Sparky, for a guy of his size moving at his speed to be that cognizant of things to make those split, not just split second decisions, split fraction of a second decisions to ease up whatever blow he was delivering to Alex Smith. Yeah. That was impressive to me, and it's still a penalty.
That was amazing.
I just don't know. I keep on saying this. Instead of showing a video of what you want these guys to do, show them a video of what you do want them to do. When you're a free edge rusher with a clear path to the quarterback, give me a demonstration video of how a guy does sack a quarterback without landing on top of him.
What they want you to do, when he puts the ball up, they want you to strike down, take the ball. But as soon as, Steve, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady got the ball, and the guy goes for the ball, just rip his arm off. I'm exaggerating. But tear his his rotator cuff or bicep, or they're going to swat at it. You can't do that no more. So at this point, I tell everybody, go for the ball and just try to get a turnover. And hopefully you don't land on it. Because when the guy threw Aaron Rodgers on his head and they didn't throw a flag, I said, okay, they're not consistent with this.
So that's what they said. But then they said that the referee was heard on mic saying he didn't see the play.
Right. I ain't going to curse, but get in position.
Right. So it's not being consistent. He just missed.
Yeah, that's just like not being consistent because you were watching one play and you weren't watching the other one.
Right.
Get in position.
Yep.
That's just stupid to me. So what's his punishment for that?
Well, you know, they have their grading system that works for the NFL referees, that's how it's based on who goes and works the playoff games and who works
the
Super Bowl.
That don't impact that game, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, finding them now is not going to impact that game either. It's over.
And we won't even know that. We don't even know if they do that, Steve. They still do their favorites because you know you see the same people in the playoffs.
I don't know. I just know that's what they tell us is there's a grading system.
Don't believe everything they tell you.
The best ones go to the playoffs. The best ones go to the Super Bowl. And those game checks in the playoffs and Super Bowl for these referees is big. A lot bigger than regular season
game
checks.
Don't buy it.
Let's go back out to the phones. 414-799-1250 from KJ in West Dallas to KJ on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, different KJ?
Hey, what's going on? I appreciate you guys taking my phone call. I got a couple things to say. I'm just going to say this. Too much with the Clay thing, it's just the rules. I think they're going to back off it after a while. But to me, Romney, you're right. It's a target on Clay. And the reason why it's a target on Clay, because after the first week, he came out and complained. And then the second week, he came out and complained. So that, to me, means that the league said, okay, since you want to complain, we're going to go after you. Because everybody else kept quiet. Even though it's a bad rule, but everybody else kept quiet. And I think that after a while, the officials just going to back off of it. The second thing I want to say that I'm going to get off the phone is I think Aaron Rodgers is running an asylum. And what I mean by that is Cobb had 11 passes go his way. I mean,
targets.
There's more people on the team, besides Cobb. And I understand he's familiar with them, and I understand that, you know, this guy is the truth. He's the best quarterback in the league. But you got to come off Cobb. You got to get everybody else involved. And it says a lot to the team that we're going to let, even though Aaron Rodgers is the truth, we're going to let a one-legged quarterback now possibly with a bad hamstring on the other side play instead of playing the backup and letting this guy rest so we can have a run down you know, for the season. Y'all have a great day. Y'all got a wonderful show, too.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, KJ.
Yeah, thanks, KJ. I think the reason why he got so many he had the best matchup, he was open a lot. That was a clear drops. And he said it was on him. That's why I like it. Hey, man, it's on me. I dropped the ball. I dropped it, but Jordan Reed doesn't have gloves on. Steve caught all his.
Sure did.
You have to catch the ball. And Kendricks,
it's been his whole career.
I need to see my other guy now, 85. Let me see him, because
you knew what Kendricks was. This has been his whole career dropping balls in the NFL.
Okay, but I ain't trying to. Don't do it here.
But it's not.
Right?
I guess.
My point is, don't be surprised when it happens.
I want to see Tanya.
Fine.
Bring him on, cuz.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or Mercedes Lewis.
Mercedes Lewis was brought in to block.
I know. Right.
I want to see 85.
He doesn't run very fast, but he can find open places in the zone in the middle of the field. He may not run down the sideline like Kendricks was running down the sideline. He's not going to do that. Yeah. But you can still use him. He can catch the football. You can use him in the red zone. And we got to go to a break?
Yes.
After the break, I want you. I'm trying to help Rami with the clock today. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf for Rami.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I wish y'all just recognize he got talent and leave him alone.
Yeah. Okay. I think Jimmy Graham has talent.
Thanks, bud.
Okay. Yeah. I think Jimmy Graham has talent.
Yeah.
And Jerron Wilson, I wasn't a big fan of, but I've come around on him. Okay. But I want you've watched the film.
Yeah.
You and Tom Silverstein, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you, after this break, come back and tell me why they don't get more balls, both those two guys. Are they that covered that neither one can get open? Or what's going on? Don't tell me.
Both tight ends, you're saying?
No. Allison and Jimmy Graham, those two players.
And if you have any questions for Leroy Butler, like football detailed questions, you can get those in at 414-799-1250 as well. We're the only place.
Did they play this weekend? Did they play?
No, we were off.
That's what I thought.
It's the only place.
We lost, though.
Where you can get those questions answered and get your thoughts, comments, questions heard by a Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. He loves to teach, like when he talks about his friends over at Uptown Ford. Isn't that right, Leroy?
Uptown Ford, right by Rami's favorite place, Dave and Buster's, and my son's favorite place.
Mm-hmm.
We got about 8-9 days left for truck month. So if you're trying to wait for the snow to buy a truck, that's when it all goes up and it goes bad. Do like what I did. For 41 years, the F-150 has been America's best-selling truck. They also have the crew cab. Now, you think about the crew cab, what do you want it for? You can use it for your family, or you can tow it around your gear, or you can haul. I don't know if haul and pull is the same. Not good with physics.
That's again. I think haul is when you actually put stuff in the truck, like in the bed of the truck.
Right.
Now, don't. I'm sure somebody will
correct me. Just me.
Somebody will correct me. At Robbie is tweeting.
And don't, yeah.
So haul is when you put stuff in the truck, in the bed of the truck, and haul it. Pulling, I think, is when you attach something via a boat or a trailer, whatever the case, and then you pull it.
Okay, good.
I don't know. Again, if I'm wrong, you'll let me know.
I keep telling people you're smart, man.
Thank you.
You're my guy, man.
Appreciate that.
You're my guy, especially if you want to spell or say pivotal.
Pivotal.
Thank you. It gets 24 miles per gallon. You think about most trucks, again, you don't think about them getting great mileage. Again, I got to go up to Siren. If you think about that, now Google that.
To who?
Siren.
Siren?
17 hours away. I have to drive in
17
style,
hours.
At least.
You went to Canada, man.
Hey, man, I close my eyes. They say, keep driving. Keep driving, drive, baby, drive, as Steve said. But I want to drive in style. So I took my F-150 over there to the guys at Uptown. I said, you know what? I want some cool wheels to match my truck because I don't necessarily know if it's silver or gray. They were able to match it identically. Their service department is one of the cleanest, most thorough service department I've ever seen. And I've seen some of the best ones. Again, let me tell you where it's located because I think sometimes you may pass and have to do a U-turn. But that's okay. It's worth it. North Mayfield Road, just south of North Avenue. Again, it's right by Dave & Buster. You will not miss it. Go to UptownMotors.com. And they have 0% 66 months on a lease deal. If you got good credit, of course. And that's something you have to take advantage of. UptownMotors.com. And you can click on that. The last thing you can click on there and do a test drive. And they said, I can't go on test drives. But hey, listen, if you test drive, send message to Steve's phone. I'll meet you over there. I'm going to give Steve's phone number now. Everybody get up here. I'm going to give you his phone number.
He's done it.
He did that before, though.
Yeah, I know.
Never on the air. I've only done it where you could email, and then I'd give you my phone number.
Can I do
that
it on
a couple
air?
Times. No.
Oh, okay.
You know, the TV,
he didn't have a
the
girl
TV
like
work
that.
In this Packer game is ridiculous. The play that Wilkerson got hurt, they never showed him like getting taken off the field or anything. They went right back to Alex
and
Smith.
And you saw him on the cart.
You saw him on the ground writhing in
pain.
No,
they showed him get on the cart and start to drive off.
I'm watching it right
now. I know.
Got hurt.
This is
a picture of him.
This
too,
is an abridged version that they do on NFL Network the following day. They take out like little stuff in between plays. So that they can air it.
Because I emailed to some of my friends, say if he's on the back of the cart, he's not coming back.
Oh, right.
If he's up front, like Aaron was way up front with the driver, he's probably coming back.
Because I remember watching guys giving him fist bumps.
On the cart.
While he was on the cart.
But they didn't show him going off the field.
You mean like they didn't follow the cart off the field?
They didn't show the cart at all.
Oh, no, I saw him on the cart. I'm telling you, yesterday during the game.
Did he get hurt twice?
No.
No.
Just once?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes, and during the live airing of the game, I saw him get on the cart.
I watched it last night. I didn't see it.
All right,
go ahead. Yeah,
more of the Wendy's Big Show on Aurora Sports Health. Green and Gold Monday, right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
First and goal. 4 for 4 on third down on this drive. They get it in for the touchdown. It's Adams. The 25th touchdown for Adams since 2016. That's the most in the NFL.
That highlight courtesy of the NFL on Fox. That Devontae Adams 2-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers capping off.
That guy has so many touchdowns since his first rookie year.
They just said he's had the most in the league in the last 2 years.
If you had him in fantasy, you love touchdowns.
That capped a 15-play, 75-yard drive, 7 minutes and 2 seconds. And the drive of the game on last night's Green and Gold postgame show. Here on The Fan last night after a 31-17 loss to the Washington Redskins. Get in any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you had about this one to a Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, at 414-799-1250. Or you can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Your question for Leroy before the break, Sparky, quick.
All right. Two players. Mm-hmm. One is Jimmy Graham. They brought this guy in. I was excited. Okay, he's going to get 10 touchdowns at least from Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a huge weapon replacing Jordy Nelson. They're going to be good. He's not really a tight end. He lines up, split it out as a wide receiver. We knew that coming in. Mm-hmm. But, man, I told Rami earlier when you weren't here, I said, I'm not watching the All-22 film like Leroy and Tom Silverstein. Mm-hmm. I said, so they're going to be able to tell me whether or not this dude's just covered. That's why he doesn't get more balls thrown to him, or Rodgers is just simply looking elsewhere.
It just is a combination of both. But again, he's running intermediate routes. Rodgers is trying to go downfield. He passed him up a couple of times. He could have thrown it to him 8 to 10 yards. He was open, but something's breaking inside at 25, and he's going to go for that 25-yarder. If he goes through his progression, especially while his knee is not 100%, you know, Jimmy Graham will get maybe 5 more catches and maybe 8 more targets. But as long as he's in that intermediate area, and that, he's not fast enough to get way down there quick enough. But what you can do
is got to be as fast as Lance Kendricks.
Well, dang, he broke even because it was a broken down play. He ain't running him.
Right.
But you know what, Steve? But they can also do stuff like what Jordan Reed did. They put him in the backfield. They put him in motion. They let him go down the middle. Get him 4 or 5 big play to get into this offense to open it up a little bit. But the best matchup that they had in the slot in the middle was Cobb, and that's why he got so many balls.
Okay, so that's one.
Yeah.
2, Geronimo Allison. Now, I know he can stretch the field.
Well, they doubled him when he was a couple times when he was running. But the one time they put it in play action, wide open touchdown. Once you give up that, he's a deep guy, they're going to back up a little bit. But he was more of a decoy sometimes, running through zones. They got some plays for him, though. So I would suggest a lot of people in fantasy pick him up. They're going to be throwing it to him deep, sort of like you'll see the guy Jackson for Tampa tonight. He's going to be a deep guy. You only catch it deep, and they're going to do a lot with that with him. So you'll see him make some big plays.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's go back to the phones then at 414-799-1250. If you have questions just like that for Leroy, you can get them in. Also tweet the show at 1057FMTheFan. Let's get in Jay in Germantown. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Jay?
Afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Something that nobody has brought up at all is how the Packers never tried going after Tyrann Mathieu, and he goes and signs a $7 million contract with the Texans. That's just driving me nuts because that's an instant upgrade from Morgan Burnett.
You could have Eric Reed right now, and he would be an upgrade over what you have.
No kidding.
God have mercy.
No kidding.
All right. Thanks for the call. And
you know, they wanted the Honey Badger, but they didn't think he was worth that money.
$7 million, man, in the NFL. I know $7 million is a lot to you and me. In the NFL, that's a steal.
Chump change.
On Friday, Bart was making the case of making the trade for Earl Thomas.
Fine. Yeah. I'm good with that.
I wasn't interested.
Did you see him yesterday?
Yeah, I saw him yesterday.
You interested yet?
Still not interested.
For the Packers. How about for the Bears?
Still not interested.
Why not?
Because he's 29 and is looking for an extension along the lines of what Eric Berry got. No thanks.
Well, he's worth it.
And it's gonna. And the Cowboys offered a second-round pick, which is better than the Packers' second-round pick, and they turned that down. So it's going to take a second and probably a third or a fourth.
Give him a one.
So between the...
You've got two
you
ones.
You are out of your damn mind.
You've got two ones.
You are out of your damn mind.
It's a one in the 20s.
You've got two ones. Give him one of the ones.
No way.
Get him.
No
way. This will fix a lot of
problems. That secondary would be hugely upgraded.
I'm not giving up those draft picks or that money.
Oh, yeah, they turned out well for you.
Use those. I'm not saying don't trade the draft picks. I'm not saying don't trade the draft picks. I'm not saying don't spend the money. I'm saying if you're going to do that, get a pass rusher.
Okay, fine. But you can get Eric Reed and not have to give up draft picks
that,
and not have
and
to spend
that I said I would
money.
Do. That yeah. I said I
well,
would do.
You could give
that.
Eric Reed what you gave Wilkerson, a one-year proven deal. Here you go, dude. You're back in the NFL. Now show everybody that you can play.
That I would
go.
Do.
I love that kid. Come
that makes guys. Sense.
I don't understand that. And now Atlanta, they've lost their free safety and their strong safety, and they said yesterday, we may sign Eric Reed now. Okay, well, let's see what happens. Packers, you might as well sign somebody. Josh Jones can't stay healthy, just like King, by the way, who didn't play again. Can't stay healthy. And Bryce, he's not the guy. He's just not the guy.
Eric Reed makes sense to me, Sparky. Another thing that makes sense to me is when you talk about Young Express, my friend.
Yeah, Young Express.
Why you get him all riled up, then you want him to do a Reed?
I mean,
oh,
we got to
no
pay the bills.
Time today. I'm going to be riled up all day, really. I mean, it's not really going to matter.
No, we just talked about him being more mellow.
Yeah.
Not today.
In the break, I was all worked up talking about Little League with Leroy. I mean, I just been working.
Yeah, you are fired up today, dude.
Yeah. Okay, Young Express. They've been in business for over 27 years with the economy booming. Young Express is expanding in all departments, including looking for straight truck drivers right now. Have you ever thought of becoming your own boss? Now is the time. Maybe it's time to join the Young Express team. Live a stress-free lifestyle. Put the windows down. Turn up the radio and drive, baby, drive. And get paid for it. Why Young Express? Because they have a 24/7 dispatch team that's extremely dedicated. They get very personal to keep drivers moving. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, simple. If you take a load from point A to point B, once you drop off your load, you call back to see where you're going next. If they don't have anywhere for you to go, you're sitting in that city until they call you back to tell you where to go next. You need them to be on their game, and that is exactly what the dispatch team is at Young Express. You can mix it up, local driving, regional driving, or over-the-road driving, translation, nationwide driving. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Looking for full-time independent contractors? Again, all you have to do is go to youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. J-U-N-G-Express.com.
Just a few comments from Packers head coach Mike McCarthy 24 hours after that tough loss in D.C. And then right back to your calls at 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1057FMTheFan.com with any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your football team on Aurora Sports Health. Green and Gold Monday right now. The latest on that game and on this team from our embedded Green Bay football reporter Mike Clemens.
Now a Green and Gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers lose to the Redskins 31-17. Washington jumped out to an early 14-0 lead, and we're up 21-3 before the half. Paul Richardson beat Green Bay rookie Jair Alexander for a 46-yard pass from Alex Smith for the game's first touchdown.
I think that we had a real good strong half. I think we came out and executed. Jay wanted to be aggressive early, and it worked for us. I think that it was good for us to jump out on the team like that early.
Later, the Packers' defensive secondary drew three pass interference penalties, all on the same drive, 47 yards in penalties in the first quarter alone. Green Bay's Tremont Williams.
First half was bad. I don't know how else to put it. The first half was bad. A lot of inconsistent play. We came out second half and did better, but it was a little too late at that point.
And for a second week in a row, linebacker Clay Matthews thought he'd ended a second half drive by sacking the quarterback, instead called for roughing the passer and a Redskins first down. This just a few plays after Washington's big Daron Payne wrapped up on Aaron Rodgers, driving his head and shoulder into the turf. Matthews after the game.
To be honest, we're talking about the MVP quarterback. He gets suplexed. That's a good hit. But me, I put 250 pounds on a quarterback the right way, and here comes a flag. So, like I said, I don't know the direction in which they're going. I don't like it.
After Rodgers was sacked, the referee's mic was left on, and everyone in the press box heard the conversation.
He said he couldn't see through the 14 guys, some to that effect. I don't know if you heard what I said, but I said, I'm not asking for a call here, but I'm wondering if you felt like that he slammed me on my head or not. And then he said, no, I didn't see it.
Even Redskins head coach Jay Gruden says when it comes to roughing the passer, he's not sure what to expect from the league.
We've watched as many videos as we can, but every week there seems to be another one that's a little bit questionable. So, it's exciting for those guys when they get back there and able to hit the quarterback, man, and they're going full speed. It's hard for them to adjust their body, these big guys, fast guys, in a split second. But we're trying to do the best we can, unfortunately. It's a critical penalty in some of these games that can hurt you.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Packers fall to the Redskins 31-17. It is an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show and on The Fan. Get any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you might have about your football team after that loss off your chest. And to a Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan. It is time to hear what the head coach had to say. Mike McCarthy speaking earlier today at Lambeau Field. And we have the game on here on our ABC audio video flat panels. And Sparky, you were right. Leroy and I were wrong. Mo Wilkerson actually did go down twice. So the reason you didn't see him get taken off on the cart it here was because that
was wrong with him the first time.
The first time.
Same thing. He fell into the first time, too. Because they show the replay when he got hurt the second time and taken off. They show the replay from earlier in the game of when he got hurt the first time, got rolled into, and then he got taken out by Bryce eventually.
Both of them was friendly fire?
Yes. Yep.
And this is what Mike McCarthy had to say about Muhammad Wilkerson the day after his injury. He was rushed to a hospital in an ambulance yesterday during that game, and we found out today that he had surgery.
Like, any updates on Muhammad?
Muhammad Wilkerson actually stayed in D.C. last night, Washington area. There was a procedure that he needed before he can travel. So that's really all the information I have right now.
And that is likely the end of his season.
Oh, no question.
Okay. Can we switch gears now?
Is that all you wanted to hear from Mike McCarthy?
You've got more. Go ahead.
I do. Actually, you pointed out earlier, Sparky, that Mark Murphy is on the rules committee, the NFL
competition committee,
and Mike McCarthy was asked what Mark Murphy is doing to understand the NFL rule changes. That was
communication the last 2 weeks, and it's stating the obvious. But, yeah, I mean, we're all talking about it internally and going through it because at the end of the day, the league office, the officials, the players, the coaches, I mean, everybody wants the same thing. So you want some clarity in how we can how can we communicate to maybe, you know, make it more of a, you know, clearer situation. So, but yes, Mark's been very involved.
Yeah. What does all that mean, Steve? Can we play it again?
I don't want to play the whole thing.
No.
That was rough.
It means that Murphy's talking to the Referees Association, but he was part of making the rules. So shouldn't he know it better than them?
You would think so. If anybody in the Packers organization should know these new rules,
it's him.
It's Mark Murphy.
He's on the competition committee.
I would have passed that on to him. I said, well, you guys see Murphy.
McCarthy, I'm sure you guys saw this, absolutely lost his mind when that roughing the passer was called on Clay Matthews.
I was waiting for him to grab his chest.
I was too.
I thought it was going to be over.
I really did too.
I thought that's how he was going
to
go.
So what was he saying to the referees after that penalty was called?
I mean, I think when you're in it, you're in it. But there's don't want to
take
be that way.
Still doesn't know what to say.
But there was more about miscommunication and understanding. So, and I'm not going to get into the specifics of it. So I've had the conversations that I've needed to have, but that was more of a more about the communication of what went on, what we thought happened as opposed
deep
to
breath.
What happened.
That was him communicating to the referee.
Well, no, the referee.
What he thought happened.
The referee did not explain to him why it was.
Dude, that ref wanted to be as far away from Mike McCarthy as he possibly could at that moment.
And the white cap needs to stop the game and go over to him and tell him. They do that all the time. They do it to the hoodie all the time. He said, whoa, no, come here. Because they can do that. You come and explain to me, okay, now I'll give you my feeling, let's go forward. It's not like if you stare at the umpire, they'll throw you out the game. But if you don't get an explanation for him, you just go into the next play, I'm irritated by that. And it's just disrespectful to just ignore the white cap. He did not have a good game. They really did. That crew did not have a good game. But I don't want to make that, you know, put that aside to saying Packers played bad. I just, we was talking about his animated feelings down the sideline, which they couldn't wait.
What about the play where Darren Payne suplexed Aaron Rodgers onto his head and then fell on top of him?
Does your frustration level on those plays grow when you see what happened to Aaron about the same time in the game?
And actually talking to Aaron shortly after that on the sideline. I mean, that's, you know, I think it's only obvious, you know, when you see it go like any time, regardless of the call, when the other team gets a call and then you don't get the same call. I mean, that's all, to me, that's all part of the game of football. But I mean, clearly, I think we all can, you know, safely say without criticizing that, you know, the play with Aaron definitely could have warranted a, you know, a flag. So, I mean, I don't think any of us have a problem saying that. But, you know, that's the reality of the game. You know, coaches are going to miss some, you know, decisions, and officials are going to miss some, you know, they're going to miss some calls too. So
it's much more level-headed Mike McCarthy than it was yesterday.
Here's why I'm glad they didn't throw a penalty, now that I think about it. Aaron should be in concussion protocol. Whatever you get thrown on your head, your head hits the ground, you're supposed to get a guy upstairs.
Maybe the guy upstairs wasn't in position to see it either.
Oh, boy, you brilliant. Man, you brilliant. I keep telling these people you smart, man.
They don't believe you.
I don't know.
Nobody believes you.
Hey, man. Hey, so now no attention is on it. Let's keep it moving. You don't look at me like that. This man's brilliant, man.
I don't know about brilliant.
Let me do this.
Okay.
Yeah. The man is brilliant.
Got a tweet from Kale tweeting on 105.7
FM. Hey, I'm still talking about my friend.
Right. Kale tweeted at 105.7 FM, the fan. I think he's got a good suggestion here. Could we bring in Jari Evans for the line? Yes. Why not? He's a free agent.
Still
Why
out
not?
There, yeah.
Why
he
not?
He wants to work.
I'd rather have him at right guard than what you have currently.
I don't know if he's in shape. If he's in shape, they probably already tried him out.
I mean, Bell? No. Not the answer. McCray? He's hurt. And then who's the other guy? Patrick, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. He didn't appear to be the answer either when he was in there.
Well, but so, they got to get somebody for Bilotta. I think Spriggs is ready.
If Jari Evans is that guy to come in and play right guard, then fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can play tackle. He can try. At this point, doesn't really matter. Can't be worse than Spriggs.
Yeah, they got to put Spriggs out there now.
He can't play this week, guys. If they don't have They're not going to have McCray, doesn't look like. And I don't think they're going to have Bulaga. If they don't have anybody on the right side of the line and they're going with backups, he can't play against Buffalo. I'm sorry.
That defense is pretty decent.
I'm not playing him against Buffalo. And I'm not playing him the next week either if those guys aren't back.
They're going to play him.
Nope. You got Aaron Jones. You got Jamal Williams. You can run the football.
That's true.
Move the football.
That's true.
DeSean Kizer will play action here and move and go. Now, there'd be more pressure on that defense, who we haven't really discussed yet because we've been too busy talking about Clay Matthews' penalty. But that defense has to do something.
Child, please.
We'll see.
We haven't even dove into that yet.
No, I think that's too big a conversation for today. Let's try and digest that 31-17 loss on Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show, and try to make people feel a little bit better with what went on yesterday.
Why?
Because I'm trying to lead into a segue. You can make yourself
mad. You're mad. We're mad. We'll all be mad.
You can make yourself feel better with a little something shiny from Leroy's friends over at the jewelry center.
A little emotional, and that's why Dean Murray will help you just kind of take it easy and understand what's going on. What would make any guy happy right now if you get him a nice watch for Christmas? If you want to do something, if you didn't do something for your father for Father's Day or his birthday and you feel guilty, and most women have been getting these watches for their significant others, their brothers, husband, and things of that nature. Women can buy men stuff. I mean, I don't see no rule in that. Do y'all
yeah, they can buy us stuff. Hell
I'm
yeah.
Sure y'all girls get y'all stuff, right?
For sure.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's where we got the engagement ring for Kay.
Yeah. See, right. So, and my thing about it, go to leapwatch.com. If for some reason you're not in the Greenfield area, in Layton, off Layton Avenue, you could just swing by the jewelry center. Just go in there and tell Dean, hey, Dean, I want to get Leroy's watch. 25 years of him leaping into the stands. I want to be one of the people that when it comes in November, I can go up there and get a free shirt. And the shirt's so cool, guy has a bottle opener on it. I mean, if you don't think that's one of the coolest things, it's just amazing. Matter of fact, it's a video floating around of me trying to open it the first time. It's hilarious. Couldn't get it off. It's like going somewhere to get
your
window.
Have you ever opened a bottle with a bottle opener?
I mean, I don't
you don't drink. That's what I'm saying.
We taped up one, so it looks like my own brand. I just tried to open it, and I couldn't get it off. That proves I don't drink. But
if you do,
a lot of
you
guys
want one of
do.
Them shirts.
So if you out there and you got a nice Beaufort in beer or something, you need me to open it, just come up to me. I'll open it for you and give it to you. You can drink it. The only way you're going to get it free, though, is you get a watch. We also have on the site some Butler Did It shirts for girls. Because we don't want to cut our women out, so we have the shirts shaped for women's, you know, nice figure. And it's called The Butler Did It. Go to leapwatch.com, order your watch, get a free shirt, get a chance to meet me when it comes in, and I think you'll be so happy.
We'll get back to your calls, your tweets at 414-799-1250 at 105.7 FM The Fan on Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, we're here to hear them on the Wendy's Big Show right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.